This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian, Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. We're going to have a kind of a special show today. We're going to be speaking to my dietetic intern, Margaret Peck. But before we start that, I want to remind you that if you have questions about food or nutrition, to go ahead to our website, which is ingles-markets.com, click on the dietitian tab, and you can send me any of your questions about nutrition or food or, I don't know, just random assorted things. If I don't know the answer, I'll try and forward it somewhere else. You can also call me 800-334-4936. You can find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian or on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. And if you're looking for Ingles on Facebook or Twitter, or Instagram, try Ingles Markets on Twitter. We're Ingles Advantage. I know that's a lot of information, but if you want to find anything out, like how to connect, you just go to our website, ingles-markets.com, and you can go to the icons, and it'll take you right to those spots. Let's see. I'm in the studio with my buddy Kevin today. He's over there. Good morning. And Margaret's here. Say hi, Margaret.
Hi.
See, that makes her sound like she's really timid and shy, and she's not. Well. No, you're not, really. You're not. So we've been working together since April?
It has been. Yeah, it's April.
Wow. That's a long time. Yeah. And we've done so many things.
We have.
We've accomplished a lot of stuff, and you've seen a lot of things. So, So would you say, is there something that sticks out in your mind as like a highlight so far of something that you participated in or saw or something that was really fun and unexpectedly fun that you did?
There's been a couple of things that are unexpected. I really liked getting to see how the commercials were filmed.
Oh, yeah.
And getting to see that doesn't really have to do with nutrition.
So that was down at
Furman.
Furman University. And you even got a little bit part in the
cameo
in the commercial.
I did.
And we're so fortunate to work with a group, the group B-Clip, and they're out of East Asheville, and they do a lot of our commercial work for us. Yep. And a lot of times we will feature employees or associates in the commercial. So what did you do in the commercial?
I was pretending to move into a dorm.
Okay.
So I was carrying something.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a half second.
So that was kind of fun. What else? What else have you done that was kind of interesting or that maybe that you learned something that you hadn't known before?
I went on two different farm trips, to an organic farm and then to a conventional farm also. And I learned a lot at each one of those. And it was nice to speak to farmers and get their side of things and hear why they're doing what they're doing.
So you went to New Sprout Organic Farms, which is right next to our warehouse. If you're driving past the Ingles Distribution Center on Highway 70 in Black Mountain, you see literally right next to our warehouse, you see New Sprout Organic Farms, some of their fields.
Yep.
And they're right between 70 and 40, Highway 40, those are Interstate 40, those are some of their fields.
Yep.
And then we went to Harvest Farm out in Marion and talked to Cassandra, right?
Yeah, we did.
We had a fun time.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting, I think, that when we're at the recent Taste of Local, we saw some of the cabbages, right?
We did. So we saw cabbages growing in the ground. And then, what was it, like 2-3 weeks later?
Probably at least that much.
At least, yeah. And we saw her cabbages there, and she said she just picked them that day.
So they were probably some of the very cabbages that we saw, growing, which was really kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's neat.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times people don't really understand what a dietitian for a supermarket does. And so when people ask me that question, it's kind of a different role than a traditional dietitian who's a very different role
Definitely.
Than a dietitian working in a hospital or school.
Yeah.
Because it's more about
I'd say a broad, you're not connecting with people you are, but it's more of a giving broad advice or speaking to groups,
right.
Not so much like one-on-one counseling.
So remember we had a fun time not too long ago too. We went out and spoke to the ladies at Lake Genaluska. The Genaluskans.
Yep.
Talk to them about some of the fads and myths in the supermarket. That was super fun.
That was nice.
Yeah. And you've been doing a lot of writing, right?
I have, yes. And I found out that I'm not very good at it.
No, I think you're really getting better. Yeah, I think it's one of those things that I think it's hard to write, hard to do public speaking, but I think the more that you do, the better that you get. Would you say that's true?
Yes, I would say so too. And it's, as you know, it's hard after I've been in school for my whole life writing to teachers or writing to peers. And it's hard to make that writing unscientific or make it easy to understand for somebody who might not know what a kilogram or what.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So making it more approachable or make more sense to just the public.
Right? Yeah. Just not as stiff and dry.
So a couple of Margaret's articles, her posts are up on my blog page. Mm-hmm. So if you go to ingallsnutrition@blogspot.com, you can see a couple of things that she's written. And one of the more recent ones, and we're going to be talking about that more in the next segment, is I think I titled it Sugar Shock, about added sugar. And so Margaret's going to be telling us a little bit about some of the changes to the nutrition facts label that have come about. Mm-hmm. And a little bit more about added sugar. So one of the things that you want to remember, folks, is right now we're probably starting to see some transition. If you're in your kitchen right now and pick up your box of cereal or basically anything else, and anything that's packaged, look at your nutrition facts panel, you'll see the serving size, you see the calories, and as you go down, you'll see the protein amount, the fat amount, and carbohydrates, and you'll see a grams of sugar. So those grams of sugar could be sugar that's naturally in a product or added sugar. You really don't know until you go on and read the ingredients, and you might be looking for words to see if there's words like sugar or high fructose corn syrup or honey or molasses or evaporated cane juice. Mm-hmm. Those all mean sugar, but we're in for some big changes in how those nutrition facts labels are going to look and a whole new line that says added sugar. So Margaret's going to be telling us a little bit more about that. Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingalls dietitian. I'm here in the studio with Margaret Peck. Margaret's my dietetic intern. She's a graduate of Meredith University. She has her master's in, is it human nutrition? Or
mm-hmm. Yep, just
human nutrition. And she is studying frantically. Is that a good word? Frantically? She's studying hard.
If that was true, it would be a good word.
She's trying to study for her dietetic exam to become a registered dietitian. Mm-hmm. And then she'll be leaving the coop.
I know.
She'll be leaving the nest, flying away to another position as a registered dietitian. But right now she's my dietetic intern. So I've had her working with me since the end of April, and she's been doing all kinds of different things. And mm-hmm. I haven't really abused you or worked you really hard, have I?
No, not too bad.
Not too bad. Yeah. So today we actually did a TV segment down in Greenville, when people are listening to this, it would have been earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. And it was about the whole added sugar. So tell everybody what's going on with the nutrition facts label in terms of sugar.
Yeah. So the nutrition facts label isn't going to change that much, but it will change just a little. It hasn't changed much in about 25 years. So in terms of added sugar, there will be a line under total sugar that breaks down, well, it'll just give you the added sugar. So sugars that aren't naturally in that product.
Okay. So, do you think that people are going to be shocked at that?
I do. For some things, yeah.
So what are some of the things, tell everybody some of the things that we brought to your Carolina today, mm-hmm. and maybe some of the things that kind of surprised you with the amount of added sugar.
Well, I mean, it's not so surprising. I mean, I know soda has sugar. It's not a great choice, you know, to drink all the time. But the amount of sugar when you break it down was just crazy. We had a cola, a 20-ounce cola, and it had 16 teaspoons of sugar, 16 sugar cubes. in one drink. That
so it's like 65 grams of sugar.
Yeah, about 65 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
And not a lot of drink.
Yeah. It was something you could easily drink in just one drink.
Yeah, it was very simple.
And then some of the other things that I think I was a little surprised at, barbecue sauces.
Yep.
So those can have the equivalent of about 12 or more grams of sugar in them sometimes, about...
I think the important thing there is in the serving size.
In the serving size, right.
It's just 2 tablespoons, and that's not very much.
Right,
same
exactly.
with like a ketchup.
Yeah. And then we also, you had, what was, tell everybody, but what was the other thing you had in the bowl?
We had a flavored oatmeal. Okay. So I think oatmeal gets like a health halo because it is good for you. There's fiber and it's a nice whole grain. But then when you add flavoring to it, there's a lot of sugar added too.
So that was the brown sugar cinnamon oatmeal. And how many grams of sugar would that have?
It was 3.5 teaspoons.
So that's,
and in each teaspoon is 4 grams.
Okay. So you would have about 15 grams of sugar in that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it was just a cup. It was a small cup, like a personal size cup.
And it looked really small.
It did
on TV.
Small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's give some people some perspective. Mm-hmm. So I know you don't have your blog in front of you, but how many grams of sugar should men be trying to limit themselves or added sugar per day?
So the American Heart Association recommends for men no more than 9 teaspoons.
Which is the equivalent of about 36 grams a day.
Of added sugar per day.
Okay.
So it's about half of the cola.
Okay.
The 20-ounce cola.
So 9 teaspoons times 4, 36. For women, it's how much?
It was 6 teaspoons.
6 teaspoons times 4, so that's 24.
Yeah.
That's not much added sugar.
Not much added sugar.
And then how about for a small child, like under 13 or whatever?
Mm-hmm. It was under 13, the recommendation is 3 to 4.
Okay. So we're looking at about 12 to 16 grams of added sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So folks, a lot of times you will think, oh my gosh, what about fruits and fruit juices? Well, those are going to be very different because those are 100% fruit juice has no added sugar. So it's going to have naturally occurring sugar. What we really want people to focus on is the foods that we're eating that have those added sugars and to be just a little bit more conscious of that.
Right.
So
foods that have sugar in them can still be healthy.
Right.
And so can foods with added sugar, of course. You just want to limit it more.
So what would you give as a suggestion to somebody who really likes sodas but is like, wow, 65 grams of sugar, added sugar? What would you suggest to somebody as a way of cutting down or cutting back on that?
I would definitely say to cut back. If you're drinking a 2 liter a day, try to slowly cut it down to maybe just a can a day.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually try to cut it out.
Have you ever been a soda drinker?
No.
No, not really.
Not really. I mean, I like the taste. I think it's fine, but I don't keep it around.
Yeah.
Or else I would drink it probably.
See, I would normally say to people, same thing, start cutting down, maybe substitute maybe a sparkling water because there's non-caloric waters. Maybe if you really like that cola kind of taste, you know, there is those flavoring tab.
Yeah.
Squirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes they even have cola flavored ones.
Yeah.
Maybe a diet Coca Cola if you want to try something like that.
Yep.
But you know, the goal should be to try and reduce that amount of added sugar because you're really probably going to see a huge impact on you should probably see a big impact on your weight if you're getting so many additional calories from added sugar from a thing, something like a soda.
The sports drink we had.
Yeah.
We had that. I think that tricks people too because On the bottle, it says the bottle is a big bottle of a sports drink, and there's a lot of sugar in that whole bottle. But on the label, it's 2.5 servings per large bottle.
Yeah.
So you might think you're not getting a lot of sugar, but if you drink that whole bottle, it's almost 3 times as much.
And if you're like, especially if you're a young male athlete, you might think it's okay to drink that whole bottle. Mm-hmm. And you probably don't need that whole bottle of Gatorade. You could probably take it and cut it with water, and be fine. Especially if you really only need an electrolyte replacement beverage if you're like it's a really hot and sweaty, yes. and you're working out really hard for 30 minutes or more. So, yeah.
Right.
So really ease up on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it sounds like that blog is up on our my page is inglesnutrition@blogspot.com. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Hour. We'll be talking more with Margaret Peck, my dietetic intern. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Hour. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. I'm talking to Margaret Peck. Margaret's my dietetic intern. We're kind of doing a recap of some of the highlights of Margaret's time with me as an intern. But normally we would be doing a question and answer show. So make sure if you have questions, you can go to our website at ingles-markets.com. Click on dietitian and put in your question. You can call me 800-334-4936. Tweet me, Ingles dietitian, or find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath dietitian, and I will try and help. So we were talking about Margaret's blog, which is about the new nutrition facts, well, the upgrades to the nutrition facts label, which will include a line that says added sugar and amount of grams, and just to be more conscious of products that you're eating with added sugar, and just to, you know, monitor that a little bit better and realize that a lot of times those products with high amounts of added sugar are probably not going to be, may not be the best choice for you anyway. So maybe make some substitutions there. One of the things, Margaret, you had on the show, which was quite nice.
Yeah.
You baked something up. Well, what was it? Yeah.
It was, they're called strawberry rhubarb bites.
Okay.
So how much longer is rhubarb in season?
Do you Not much longer.
Not I much think longer.
Sometimes you can find frozen rhubarb.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So it was kind of like a cool tart bar. And they're bright pink from the strawberries and the rhubarb.
Yeah, they were. They were real pretty color. Yeah,
they were pretty good in it. They had no added sugar.
What made them sweeter?
Well, we used dates, which dates are a...
Are you saying we? Because I didn't do
I don't know.
I didn't do anything to help you. You did it all.
I did it all. I used dates, which are a very sweet, dried fruit.
Yeah.
Fig.
They're like, I call them nature's candy. No, they're different than figs.
Oh,
it's just
sorry.
A date is a date. Yeah, they
really?
Have date trees. It like grows like on a, almost like a palm kind of thing. There's a date palm.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. They're very sweet.
Very sweet.
And that was just enough sugar for the whole dish. You didn't really need to add more sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's one of the ways that you can maybe, instead of using added sugars, to use something naturally sweet, like fruit or dates, to really get you to that level of sweetness that a lot of times people want. Yeah, it was really pretty. It had a really pretty pink color, and I think the texture in it with the shredded coconut just
oats.
Gave it a nice, yeah, and the oats gave it a nice texture to it.
Yeah.
So a little tart with the rhubarb, but
definitely.
Overall, like, really very good, so...
Yeah.
You would have it, right?
I would. A nice summer treat.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking about freezing them and eating them that way.
Keeping them around one at a time.
Kind of like ice cream, but...
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we've been doing some other things. You've gone to... How many Taste of Locals have you been
Just
to?
Just two Taste of Locals.
Two, okay. Mm-hmm. So folks haven't been to a Taste of Local. That's when we bring a lot of our local farmers and suppliers into our stores, and we sort of station them around the store so that people like Margaret can walk around and eat samples.
Right? Yeah, basically.
So, and it's really fun. We had one of our largest ones this past... about a week or so ago, we had almost... We had close to 30 different local farmers and suppliers.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is there one that you really enjoy the most? Or
I like them all. I think I really like it because I don't normally purchase things that are out of my budget.
Right.
And some of these products might be, or they're new and I'm not sure how they might taste.
Right.
And now I am more inclined to purchase them because they were all so delicious.
Yeah. So. It's kind of fun. We had a new, one of our newer local suppliers was there this time, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
And she does Allie's bars, and they're a sweet potato based bar.
Mm-hmm.
And those were really kind of tasty.
Those were very tasty.
Very different. And we had a special guest was Betsy from Betsy's Best Nut Butters from Florida. She came up and made an appearance.
Those were delicious. Yeah. Cinnamony peanut butter.
Yeah. And her new one was, what was it?
The chia seeds?
No, there was a new flavor she had that I don't think we have.
Oh, the cardamom.
Cardamom. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. That was really different tasting.
Yeah. If you're into cardamom.
Yeah. It's a very strong taste.
Very, yeah.
Yeah. But we always have, we usually have some new folks all the time. And our next one coming up is going to be the 28th of July. And I haven't decided where we're going to have it yet. I'm still kind of working on that. But if you want to kind of stay up to date with where we're having the next Taste of Local, be sure and go to our Facebook page. It's Ingles Markets on Facebook and check out our events because you'll see a lot of different events there. And we always announce the Taste of Local there. And it is a really fun opportunity to meet the people who grow your food or supply it, make it, put it together. And we had Cassandra and her husband Chad there from Harvest Farm, and they had
those
cabbage. Yep. That was great.
Yeah.
And Chef Lou came and she whipped up a vegetable lo mein.
Right? Yeah. So she took local products from the vendors or the farmers that were in the store and she cooked with it and gave an idea of how you can use these local products. Yeah. And I thought she made a really delicious lo mein.
Yeah. So did she just use spaghetti noodles or?
It was, just regular. I think it was like a Laurelin brand linguine.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of sauteed some,
the cabbage.
Cabbage and green beans. I think she used
some
there.
Of the sprouts.
And some of the sprouts.
Yep.
And then had soy sauce and ginger and garlic and stuff on it.
Yep. Some rice wine vinegar.
It was delicious.
It was very delicious.
Yeah. A lot of people like that.
Yeah.
So then we had, we have so many local breweries now, so it's so fun. We had Boojum there from Waynesville, and we had Bold Rock Cider was there as well doing samples.
Yep.
So it was a fun day.
That was very fun.
Except for the whole monsoon rain thing we had.
Yeah, it rains every time.
Yeah, it's really rainy. So we just a good opportunity to visit with folks, and we're going to be going to some more places in the coming weeks before Margaret's done. We're going to probably be visiting Tractor up in the Tow River Valley. You're going to be up there working for a day, learning what a food hub does. Then we're going to go up to Appalachian Harvest, Appalachian Sustainable Development up in Duffield, Virginia. And they work with farmers in that real eastern corner of Tennessee and Virginia who supply some of our stores there. So we've got all kinds of
all
travel.
All kinds of fun plans.
All kinds of fun plans. And, more writing.
A lot more writing.
Did you know more writing? Were you excited about that?
Yes.
There's going to be more writing. So, and Margaret's just working on some other projects to help me out. And it's been great to have her around. So I don't know if we'll have you on the show again before you leave. But good luck on your exam.
Thanks.
Yeah. We'll have to give you all who are listening a report on how Margaret does on her exam. Keep your fingers crossed that she passes and what lies in store for her in the future. We don't know yet, but we'll keep you informed. Thanks for joining us on the Ingles Information Aisle.